This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the Marketplace desk of You Had One Job, this item. UPS is apparently having trouble keeping up with the flood of online sales and thus deliveries as we head into the thick of the holidays. The company promises everything is going to be all right, but we asked Marketplace's Mark Garrison to find out what the heck is going on out there.
An analysis by the software company ShipMatrix, first reported in the Wall Street Journal, shows UPS on-time delivery performance last week falling to 91%, down from 97% during the same time last year. The consulting firm Kurt Salmon is seeing similar trouble. Steve Osborne helps retail clients with supply chain.
We have not seen error rates this high since 2013.
That may not sound too scary unless you remember that 2013 was an absolute nightmare for carriers. Waves of packages didn't arrive in time for Christmas, and people were furious. As Christmas gets closer, the stakes get a lot higher. UPS isn't publicly discussing its on-time performance numbers, but is reassuring people things will be okay. Spokesperson Steve Gott says part of the challenge is the predictions it gets from retailers.
This is a typical phenomena during peak where the volume of shipments that come to our hubs varies from the forecast that we're given by our retailers.
Retail consultant Steve Osborne says that forecasting is harder than ever.
They're looking at past trends, but they don't have great data from the people who will actually be buying.
That's you, the increasingly unpredictable shopper. Now that you can buy anything, anywhere on your phone, retailers and carriers are having a hell of a time figuring out your next move. Rob Martinez is CEO of Shipware, which helps clients manage shipping. His data show UPS performing better than other reports, but whatever's going on out there, he is crystal clear with shoppers.
My advice to consumers would be to shop early.
In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.